Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Italy, we hear from Ruth Ann Henderson. Ruth Ann is a lay Dominican and lives in Turin. Her preaching today is entitled, Towards Lent.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus told them a parable. Can a blind person guide a blind person? Will not both fall into a pit? A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. Why do you see the speck in your neighbor's eye, but do not notice the log in your own eye? Or how can you say to your neighbor, Friend, let me take out the speck in your eye, when you yourself do not see the log in your own eye? You hypocrite! First, take the log out of your own eye, and then you will see clearly to take the speck out of your neighbor's eye. No good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit, for each tree is known by its own fruit. Figs are not gathered from thorns, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of the heart produces good, and the evil person out of evil treasure produces evil. For it is out of the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, stating the obvious, the first part of this passage is mostly about seeing, the blind leading the blind, the failure to see our own faults, and the readiness to see other people's. In fact, at first glance, verse 40 looks like a digression. A disciple is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully qualified will be like the teacher. But it isn't, in fact, a digression. It's just an extension of the metaphor. The disciple doesn't see as clearly as the teacher. But once the disciple's formation is complete, yeah, of course, for most of us, that is never going to be the case until we've left what Hamlet calls this mortal coil. But in the meantime, we are being invited to cultivate the abundance of the heart so that we can produce treasure, or using Jesus's other metaphor, so that we can bear good fruit. It's typical of Jesus to use this sort of familiar, common sense example so that we'll get the point, dim-witted though we sometimes are. And Paul, in today's second reading, is in effect saying the same thing, though in less down-to-earth terms. The sting of death, says Paul, is sin, which is what makes us bear the wrong kind of fruit. Be steadfast, says Paul, keep working, and we will have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. In just a few days now, we'll begin Lent, that period of purification that leads us to the greatest feast of our Christian year. Traditionally, most of us have always tended to give up something material, wine, chocolate, ice cream, whatever turns you on. And that's not at all a bad idea. But maybe we can take a hint from today's gospel and give up some of the more pernicious luxuries. For instance, criticizing other people. I know I really need to work on that one. It even gives a sort of satisfaction to hold forth on other people's faults, or even just their irritating little quirks. But that, of course, is seeing the speck in your neighbour's eye while blithely ignoring the great chunk of wood that's obstructing your own vision. Maybe that person who drives me crazy has qualities I've never noticed because I've been so busy concentrating on their faults. And what's more, there's a fair probability that that very same person is at least equally irritated by me, maybe more. And why? What am I doing or not doing? What am I saying or not saying that makes me a burden to other people? You know, we're just emerging from 2 years of pandemic. 2 years of tension, of fear, of isolation, of limitations of various kinds. And maybe we can look on it as a kind of extended Lent, as an opportunity for purification. Maybe we can rejoice in being able to spend time again with family, with friends. And yes, with those people who get on our nerves, those people whose faults we are all too ready to recognize. Maybe at last we can produce good out of the good treasure of our hearts, because feeble and flawed though we all are, we know, as Paul reminds us, that in the Lord, our labor is not in vain.